If you're injured, how much is your case worth? I'm attorney Mo DeWitt. You never asked to be injured. Don't let the insurance company shortchange you. Injured on the go? Offer too low? Just call Mo. JustCallMo.com. Office, Tampa.
All right, let's do some wokey wokey.
Oh.
No, don't turn off my mic. I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this show for... Hey, Dad, don't turn off the fucking mic! The one thing they don't want to hear is silence! No, you shut the fuck up, Dad! Bad enough that you bring this stubbornness into my life and the mom's life. Don't bring it into everybody else's life!
It's woke news on the Johnny B Show.
Oh, yeah. Time to call out the pussification of America. What do we got, Will?
The murder hornet. Ever heard of it?
Yeah, for about a week in 2020.
Yeah, it was supposed to take over North America and start killing bees, and it's big, and it's got a big old fat stinger on it, and it's very scary, okay? Well, It's the same hornet, but it's got a new name. Now it's called the Asian giant hornet. Or no, sorry. It was also, I guess, called the Asian giant hornet, okay? It's also known as the murder hornet. It got a change in its name because of the anti-Asian sentiment going on in America right now. The name Asian giant hornet can also be confusing because all hornets, including 22 species of wasps, are native to Asia. The name Asian giant hornet doesn't convey information about the biology or behavior of the specific Vespa mandarina, is the whatever you call that Latin name for the thing. But they said that amid the rise in hate crimes and discrimination against Asian people, the usage of Asian in the name of a pest insect can unintentionally bolster anti-Asian sentiment. So that was another big reason. Yeah.
Come on, people. What are we doing?
First of all, I don't believe that.
No.
I don't think that's true. That just like they were going to change the name of monkeypox, which they seem to have given up on. I don't know.
Yeah.
We were talking about that the other day, but they said that it conveys a certain people that they were.
It made the WHO look racist. That was the only entity that looked racist when they said that a few weeks ago was them, because nobody else thought that. I know I didn't. I know you didn't. I didn't hear anybody make a joke about it, even on some of the rudest meme like groups I'm in on social media where they say the darkest, most vile stuff. I didn't see anybody reference monkeypox to a racial group or slur. It was the WHO that did it, the World Health Organization. And I think when they pointed it out, everybody was like, what are you talking about? You guys are racist dickheads, not us. Like, I didn't even think about that. You did. So stop trying to be such a woke jack-off all the time. Yeah, stupid.
Yeah, well, I guess there was other reasons, but the main one was the anti-Asian. I don't believe that anybody sees that on the news and be like, oh, that's that Asian bug. I'm going to go kick the crap out of Mr. Wong at the laundromat because of this this insect. That's not a thing. That doesn't exist.
Never happening. I mean, if somebody beats up an old Asian lady on the streets of New York and it makes it on some websites, you know, it's not because of a bug. It's because New York sucks and there's a bunch of scum beating people up for no reasons in the street. And I see it happen all the time. I think it's hilarious how Florida catches such a rap about being such a crappy, crappy, racist place when you see stuff coming out of New York and California. That is the most brutal, brutal stuff you could ever see. And, and of course, not everybody talks about it. But, it's pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. Are you a Pat Benatar fan, Johnny B?
I have always liked Pat Benatar. Yeah, she rocks, man.
I'm trying to think of hits that she has had.
Love is a Battlefield. Okay. Hit me with your best shot.
Any more?
Oh, yeah, dude. There's a ton. Of course, you put me on the spot, and I can't think. There's,
I mean, like, big hits.
Yeah.
We belong.
A big great one. Yes.
Love is a Battlefield, of course, is another big one. But that's I would say her top three songs would probably be Love is a Battlefield, We Belong, and Hit Me with Your Best Shot, right?
Shadows of the Night. Okay. Yeah, I would say those four probably the big ones. Yeah.
Okay. Well, bad news. If she ever comes in concert, I don't know if she's still touring or what her schedule is right now, but she has said that she will quit singing Hit Me with Your Best Shot.
Why?
Okay. Well, in light of the recent mass shootings, she says, I'm not going to sing it. The 69-year-old Grammy Award winner will no longer sing the song as a form of protest against gun violence. Hit Me with Your Best Shot was meant to be about the resiliency and strength, but times have changed, according to Benatar. She said, you have to draw the line. I can't say those words out loud with a smile on my face. I just can't.
It wasn't about shooting anybody. The song wasn't about shooting people.
Yeah, but it has an alternate meaning to her, I guess. And shot means any words with shot in it. Basketball shot.
What a shot of booze. What
can't
a crazy old lady. I mean, what are you talking about? Like, this is an issue. This is a 69-year-old lady virtue signaling. That's the only thing it could be. Like, you can't really think that somebody is listening to your old-ass song from 1980 and goes, you know what? I'm getting my gun. I'm going to the mall. You know, like, there's nothing in there even says that about shooting anybody. Here's the chorus, the lyrics. Hit me with your best shot. Why don't you hit me with your best shot? Hit me with your best shot. Fire away. Okay. But she's talking to a guy. You come on with the come on. You don't fight fair. That's okay. See if I care. Knock me down. It's all in vain. I'll get right back up on my feet again. I think it's more or less just trying to be an empowering song for, like, women, you know, in 1980. You know, it's like, I mean, you could take it any way, interpret it any way you want. Maybe she had a guy that smacked her around. Maybe she just had a guy that demeaned her, you know, or something like that. But nowhere in the song does it say pull the trigger, the word gun, anything like that. It's hit me with your best shot, which that can mean anything. It's crazy.
Well, I guess we'll have to just ban guns if we want to hear her sing it again. That's
I'm good.
A small part that we can do if we want to hear Pat Benatar sing Hit Me With Your Best Shot in person. And look, whatever. I mean, you know, I don't plan on going to a Pat Benatar concert in my life, so this doesn't affect me at all, but, you know, some people may be upset
by
this.
How is she going to change the lyrics to where it doesn't sound completely
No, she's just not going to sing it.
Oh.
Period.
Okay, well.
It's off the
Well, I guess docket. People aren't going to see her at the next Rib Fest in Boise.
Right.
You know? Sorry.
Yeah.
Jack off.
I mean,
that's disappointing.
You know, it's her right, but yeah, it's
sure.
Stupid. Protesting doesn't do anything, so.
No, and especially something like that. I mean, she's reaching on her own song. It's crazy.
I was talking to you about today the White House came out and said that they don't expect to be in a recession, even though it literally fits the definition of recession. I looked
well,
it up today.
They're going to change the definition, right?
They changed the definition. That's
Shut
all
up.
You got to do. They changed
I
the definition.
I was kidding.
No, that's exactly what they did. They said,
my God.
Now, it hasn't changed yet, but today I heard the guy say, whoever the spokesman was for that department, definition of a recession is two reports of negative GDP growth. That's what it's defined as. Right. And now they're saying, well, that, you know, that economists don't really use that. And, you know, the people are saying that it's just a slowdown. It's not a recession. Biden came out and said that it's not a recession. So I would expect that probably Merriam-Webster will go ahead and change the definition of recession coming up very soon, because they did this just last week. For another definition.
They're doing it all the time. The last 2 years, I'd like to see what the count is on how many definitions have been changed in the last 2 years.
I believe vaccine was one, too, that they changed.
And all the definitions seem to be favoring the left, all of them. They're changing, which is crazy. It should be, you know, the dictionary should be bipartisan, right? Like, it doesn't make sense.
Well, it's not even bipartisan. It shouldn't have, it's just a meaning of a word.
It shouldn't have an affiliation at all. I know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's just defining language and what words mean. So the dictionary definition of female has been changed by Merriam-Webster.
Uh-huh.
And once it was defined as an adult human female. The term now has a lengthy definition, including, quote, having a gender identity that is the opposite of male.
Huh?
Which, you know what that means? Female. And it means an adult human female.
Uh-huh.
But I don't. Why are we making this so complicated here? Because it's not complicated.
Because there's 100 genders now, and we don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah, it also says that the gender identity or that, quote, vibe or, quote, internal feeling of being a woman is now linguistically and definitionally been conflated with biological sex. The two concepts, gender identity and biological sex, could not be more different, as the former refers to someone's feelings of how they associate based on gender stereotypes, and the latter is a designation concerning reproduction. But for Merriam-Webster, the time has come to include males in a definition of females.
I'm not doing it. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's too confusing, man. I'm sorry. You can identify any way you want. I'm fine with that. You know, I'm cool. But, I mean, I don't think men have babies. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, you know, these things on individual levels, like if you have a friend that's like, identify as a lady, I go, okay. But when it's like we're changing definition of words that are clearly wrong. I mean, your friend can identify whoever they want. You can respect them and say, like, look, I'll do this. Or I think a lot of people are even saying, like, it's got too nuts now. Like, I'm not going to do this. I'm sorry. Like, I've heard stories of people, you know, family members. It's a shame, but have, you know, broken up. Families have been broken up over this because they go, I'm not going to play into this. I'm not going to do this. It's not rational. It's not logical. And it's a shame that you lose family members and friends over this stuff. But it's gotten like to the point where they're changing definitions. I think people go, all right, this is ridiculous.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like,
and it's like, there's like, they're making up genders as we go. And it's getting to the point where it's ridiculous to people are just throwing their hands up. Like, all right, stop. You know, you can't say your pronoun is Jin and that you identify as a butterfly. I'm sorry. You're not a butterfly. You're a goddamn human. Like, stop. Like, it's crazy. And the fact that Merriam's just going in and changing definitions to fit an agenda is kind of crappy. You know, there needs to be, you know, a set definition for things. And, you know, we're just painting all outside lines all the time. And it's confusing as hell.
I mean, back in September 2021, the CDC changed the definition of vaccine, too.
I know.
To appease the COVID. People were pointing out correctly that the definition is saying that you are immune from this disease, you know, or whatever you get vaccinated for.
You can't catch it.
You can't catch it. And then...
Well, that's also what the president and everybody else said, too, in the first 6 months. But, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not the first time. So now they're going to change the definition of recession because it looks bad. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, change the word. Change the meaning. And now
you just
we're
keep
right.
moving the goalpost to favor your team. That's crap.
And that's the thing. They can just point to it and be like, no, look, this is the definition. You're wrong. And you go like, yeah, but you changed the definition. And you go, yeah, but this is.
Yeah, I'm going by the dictionary from 3 years ago. Up yours.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these are, you know, there's a prestige institution in these types of events. So it's like that Merriam-Webster is Merriam-Webster is kind of like the number one source for getting to, I mean, there's dictionary.com. I don't know if dictionary has a certain brand on it, but Merriam-Webster is definitely one of those that, you know, are very trusted. So people, you know, they'll look it up and then they're going to think they're losing their mind too. Cause they'll be like, I know what this word means. And then they open it up and it says something completely different. And you're like, oh, well, I guess I'm wrong because the dictionary.
You're going to lose an argument to some jack off 20-year-old, you know what I mean? He's like, no, you're wrong. That's not the definition.
Exactly.
And you'd be like, all right, I'm sorry, Space Moon Alpha. and then you know, then you look it up and you go, oh, I guess you're right. Like, even though you know that it's crazy. So, sorry. You know, like, and I hate that even talking against it, people will be saying, wow, Johnny is promoting violence towards people. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not at all. I think everybody should be treated nicely and there should be peace amongst everybody. But switching a dictionary to fit, you know, an agenda to me is crap.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I hate the Orwellian kind of talk because it seems overused. Mm-hmm. But this is, I mean, he literally wrote about this stuff, politics and language. And
yes,
a lot of these things are being, you know, acted out in real time. I would think no matter what side of the aisle you sat on, even if you believe, you know, these certain narratives about, well, you know, whatever you identify as what you are. All right, I guess, but there's still XXXY chromosomes, right? I know
right.
that there's very rare, you know, anomalies where sometimes, which I don't even know if that's true. Like if you could have a vagina and technically have, you know, the chromosomes to be male or something. I know that that happens, but they're very rare.
Super rare. Yeah.
I don't
know.
I just don't get it how you couldn't be like, well, yeah, I know.
The language, like nobody's really doing it. Nobody's really sticking with this thing. Like the other day, Kamala Harris said in a press conference that about, you know, the Roe Wade stuff. She says women are getting pregnant every day because she says really profound stuff. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So she said women are getting pregnant every day. And my first thought was just women, Kamala, because I thought,
oh, right. Yeah.
I thought, you know, everybody can get pregnant.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah. They have trouble following their own rules.
That's what I'm saying.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. She says really profound stuff. She's like, women get pregnant every day, and this is a problem. It's an issue. I'm like, okay.
Not really. It's been happening since the beginning of time.
Yeah. You know, but she says it like there's no other way of preventing that from happening. You know, I mean, like, I would just love to hear, you know, Joe Biden go, look, man, pull out every now and then.
Yeah.
You know,
he knows all about that.
You know, my pullout game's strong. I think most dudes are pretty good at it. You know, I don't know. Just seems like, you know, people got to be a little more responsible. But, you know, that's a whole nother story. The bottom line is, you know,
you have to know. Yeah, you have to know what words mean in order to communicate. Right.
We've always trusted the dictionary, but we've always trusted the government, too. And that seems to be in question all the time. So, yeah.
So a lot of times they change, like, oh, you can't use this word anymore. Like, this word's offensive. And then they'll use a different word, but it means the same thing as the word that's banned. So that's an issue too, right?
Sure.
I don't know. It just seems like it's just so complicated. This world, you have to be so hyper aware of everything. And, like, language is one of those things that we could kind of, I don't know, depend on. Like, at least we're
not
on
anymore.
This. Yeah, not anymore. That's a problem. It almost seems like it's on purpose, really.
I just don't want to walk around in eggshells all the time, man. All the time. Especially being a performer. I'm on stage talking. I'm on the radio talking. And I got to worry every 2 seconds that I'm going to say something that's offensive because it got changed in the dictionary or something happened, you know, and some standard was set that I don't know about. You know, or there's 12 people on Twitter that are going to lose their mind. You know, it's just.
And it only seems to be an issue if you're on the opposing side. So, like, Kamala Harris can say, oh, women, you know, are getting pregnant. And that's not the rules. I mean, men can get pregnant too, right? So, and then she doesn't have any consequences for saying that, but somebody else is going to get, you know, trashed and. In media, and potentially lose her job.
Goldberg can say something completely anti-Semitic and get like a 3-day suspension off the View. Where if anybody else, you know, said that, they're canceled. They're done. They lose their job.
If you're injured, how much is your case worth? I'm attorney Mo DeWitt. You never asked to be injured. Don't let the insurance company shortchange you. Injured on the go? Offer too low? Just call Mo. Just call Mo. .com Office, Tampa.